Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A university professor defends the Jewish State of Israel from the false accusations and misconceptions being laid on them today. That's the headline. David James with Bible in Hand comes to introduce this university professor and his defense for Israel.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I also found it interesting, David, that this professor brought up myths and misconceptions about the situation in Israel that many in the United States and around the world, actually, seem to be accepting as facts.
He writes, "So I am well informed in Middle Eastern affairs, and I'm shocked and disheartened by the Student Association vote. I'm not talking about ordinary criticism of Israel. I'm speaking of a hatred that permits itself no boundaries in the lies and myths it pours out. Israel is repeatedly referred to as a Nazi state. In what sense is that true, even as a metaphor? Where are the Israeli concentration camps, the SS, the Nuremberg laws, the Final Solution? None of these things, nor anything remotely resembling them, exists in Israel. Arabs in Israel can go anywhere they want. Israeli hospitals not only treat Jews and Arabs, they also treat Palestinians from Gaza or the West Bank. The university is supposed to be about learning to use your brain, to think rationally, to examine evidence, to reach conclusions based on solid evidence. If the best Edinburgh can produce are students who have no idea how to do any of these things, then the future is bleak."
And no matter what the world thinks, the fact is that the Jewish people have a right to the land that they're in. And God has clearly warned about the danger of standing against His chosen people.
In Genesis, we read that God made an eternal, unconditional covenant with Abraham, and He put that covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, into place in five stages. Then God confirmed that covenant with Isaac in chapter 26 of Genesis, and then with Jacob in chapter 28. And of course, Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and he had 12 sons who became the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel. And God promised Abraham that his descendants through Isaac and Jacob would inherit that piece of real estate from the Nile River to the Euphrates River, a huge area, much bigger than Israel today. He confirmed the descendant aspect with David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, establishing David's throne. And then we find the confirmation of the blessing part in the new covenant in Jeremiah 31. The descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob still are recipients of that promise. And it's not going to end well for those who set themselves against Israel.
David James with his report on the professor's defense for Israel and what the Bible has to say on the BDS activities against the Jewish state. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David's report on this British professor's defense of the Jewish state of Israel was very thought-provoking. Some things that really you must stop to think about. But at the same time, do not forget that the Bible reveals God's plan for His chosen people, the Jewish people, and that plan will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...